Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in Round Top visiting my neighbors and friends Django Houston and Heather Williams, co-creators of a magical world called Livingstone, spanning close to 40 acres and located deep in a woodland forest off of Winter Clove Road. It's the ultimate outdoor event space, currently a work in progress with plans to open in 2022. Django is a master stonemason and sculptor with over two decades in the business, and his work can be found all over our area. Born and raised right here in the Hudson Valley, he grew up immersed in the outdoors, building primarily with stone, the most ancient of materials used by humankind for thousands of years. His gift is in creating beautiful and functional architectural and artistic designs that live in harmony with the natural world, and his projects have a way of feeling like they've always been there. Heather is an accomplished caterer and the owner of the very popular Pippi's Food Truck, which is parked most summer weekends at the corner in Palinville, kind of across the way from Circle W. But you can also find Pippi's at other public venues like the Greenville Drive-In or Westkill Brewery. She makes the most delicious hot dogs and homemade sides, many inspired by recipes from her grandmother, who also happened to have a food truck with Heather's aunt back in the late 70s. Together, Django and Heather have married their creative talents for making Livingstone. Okay, to start, being here for as long as you have, what are some of your favorite memories specific to growing up in the Hudson Valley?
For me, the most magical part of growing up in Palinville was the creeks. The creeks are what make the area special. I grew up swimming by the age of three with all of my sisters. We were what my mom calls creek babies, jumping off the bridges, swimming after school, and I think within me instilled a real love of the area and a reverence for its nature.
So I really enjoyed the creeks as well. I spent a lot of time hanging out in the woods and along the creek and building stone steps and fireplaces. The mountains are a real gift that we have. I'm an avid hiker and I just love this beautiful area that we live in.
When you were a little boy, did you find stones in the woods and start making sculptures and other built forms?
Yeah, I definitely played around with sticks and twigs and like making little streams and runoffs. And that clearly stuck and grew and I cultivated that.
Now to this massive epic project called Livingstone.
Yes.
And if you could talk, Heather, about sort of what it is. What are we looking at here?
Well,
all of its parts.
When we moved here, we knew we wanted to create something special just because the property is so beautiful and there's a stream and a little waterfall and the beautiful woods and the mossy path. We didn't know what that looked like, but Django started mindfully clearing the land and he says it just kind of spoke to him and told him what we need to do. We had originally thought about doing little kind of luxury campsites, what it's called glamping, but eventually it became clear that it would be smarter to create an event space as phase one. So it is an outdoor timber frame pavilion, 1,200 square feet, open-aired with a Django 1,100 square foot.
1,800
square, but he's building it right now. Bluestone patio out front. The structure itself is covered. It has a commercial kitchen, two bathrooms, a loft space. Django made a cedar altar space. And of course, his beautiful stonework with fire pits and patios. We even have a fire pit on a patio overlooking the waterfall.
Well, when I took a tour with you this morning, one of many as I've seen this project evolve, I can't believe the sort of different vistas that are available just walking around. And even though it seems very organic to me and very integrated in the site, I saw this logic to the way that you designed the overall patterns of spaces and places mm-hmm. that one could explore.
Yeah, there's a lot of different nooks and crannies of the property, and I'm just trying to create something that is fitting the space, have something look like it really belongs there. It's really in harmony with the natural surrounding. So that's my goal and intention with the stonework.
He even created a little a stone chair seat in the stream. So it's a natural stone seat that you could sit with little arms and a back, and you could sit in the water.
Oh my gosh, that's the ultimate throne, I think, on the property.
It's so cool.
So I know you have your big ideas for events are everything from weddings to nature workshops to retreats and even supper clubs.
Yes.
After you open in 2022, I'm sure you're going to be fully booked next year. What do you envision for the years to come?
Well, we are definitely kind of geared up for weddings. So that is definitely going to be part of the business model that we're creating. But we want to have a little more fun, do some more personal things, have some concerts and music shows and campouts. And I'd love to have some kids outreach programs and doing camping and fire building and bird watching, mushroom foraging, all that stuff.
Yeah, waterfall hike with dinner at the end with a bonfire.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
And then with all the other levels of the property, as I came in, I see things that are starting to evolve. It looks like places that you might have cabins or other places to stay. What's that looking like to you?
We will be hopefully hosting a couple of smaller community events by the end of this season, early fall, just to have an open house to bring people onto the property. Phase two is the lodging phase, where Django has big plans to do all kinds of really cool micro lodgings, like a shipping container, a treehouse, a hobbit house, and to really create a very unique, special place to stay on the property. Right now, we allow for camping on the property. So we've hooked up with Glampstar out of Woodstock. So the people next year who have booked weddings with us so far, they have the option of renting a luxury tent for the weekend.
And for our listeners today, what are some of your favorite places that you can recommend for food, fun, culture, either here in town or around the area?
Well, for food, my sister, Michelle Williams, two establishments on Main Street, Catskill, Mermaid Cafe and Bittersweet. Bittersweet is an ice cream shop, and Mermaid Cafe just has the most eclectic, fresh, fun, funky menu. Taco forward, ramen in the winter, and lots of fun things.
Did you two ever work together on food projects?
Oh yeah, she actually, today on Facebook, she shared, I think 8 years ago, she came, she always helped me on my truck quite a bit, but the Troy pig out on the waterfront 8 years ago, she came and worked with me. She also worked with me at the Bacon Fest, which was this infamous disaster of a festival that was on the water in Hudson, where 2,000 people showed up and we had two food vendors, us and Sly and Dirty out of Albany. And it was, I won the bacon cook-off though for my Hawaiian dog.
Wow. I guess people really like their bacon.
No, it was an adventure for sure. But yeah, we both grew up loving to cook and cooking from the heart, and I'm sure we will do many collaborations in the future.
I'm a big fan of the Olfactory Brewing Company in Caro that is recently opened, and they have great beer and really good food. And Rip Van Winkle Brewery is a really good place to eat around here. And of course, Wasana's Thai restaurant in Catskills.
Oh, one of my faves. Favorites too. Well, thanks for welcoming me back to your special corner of Roundtop.
Anytime.
I'll see you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.